Kimshi, if we only have a little time each day, what would you recommend as an essential bodhicitta practice?
Bodhicitta practice, okay.
There may be two type, two way of practice. One, nyamlin tundub jella shiadin tunda tunsam yiwa ji. Tun re re ge nang la tini ngarang sum nguni gom jap. Jam hing ji gom na re re. Te jen bod tunda tunsam yiwa yuwa jik tong jik jay jik re. Tunda ka jik ta gan jik.
There's one way, which is that you actually make a kind of a clear distinction between formal practice and the informal kind of, like when the session is over. So you take a tune, take a session to really reflect on, you know, training of the mind, lojong, you know, and do that and practice that. You know, that's one way of doing it.
Yeah.
To doing formal and then formal session like that. That's one.
Well, another way is, actually, any time we can do, we also, everyday life, always we face to many things.
We
face to many things.
We face many
face
things.
To many things.
Yeah.
Good things, bad things.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes we face to somebody's maybe challenging. Maybe sometimes we face to, oh, they always praise you. Oh, you are so nice and you are very good or something. But that time, we first maybe we think, oh, some praise you. I really think, oh, I'm very good. And then you are so wonderful. You know my did work. Maybe appreciate them. And maybe a little bit become a proud. But sometimes they always criticize. Then you maybe think, oh, I did very hard work, but you don't appreciate my did work. Then maybe you think quite bad. That kind of things always daily time we face to. Then that time is the crucial time you practice.
Yes.
Why? Then you first calm down, then maybe change the position, or maybe also think, okay, then what really they need? Maybe a misunderstanding what he need or she need. Maybe I'm really doing something wrong, this thing. Then just for this one, then maybe for this person, particularly maybe criticize them, then we say, oh, very sorry, I really I didn't know what you need one. Or maybe some reason I didn't reach what you need. Then we do this way to give them good things. It's not really, say, very good lojong, but it is also similar lojong.
It's not a real lojong practice, but it's a kind of a beginning of, you see.
Yeah.
You know, when you have people that you say, or maybe, you know, I didn't understand you, and then try to really see what their need is, and you really learn from them and improve, you know.
Tendi yong di ngarang chogu tendi fkyulam nambab zhi za cha nyal du
sa
tendi ta za ju tendi ta gomba po ju
gomba
tendi ta nye ju tendi nuk ju tam dor na nga chogu mit nyeri hindi tendi fkyulam di nambab zhi fkyulam nambab zhi fkyulam nambab zhi kap si yang ngarang chogu ngui ne chang ne
The main thing is that we can always practice while we're eating, while we're walking. These four we always do. Either we are sitting, we are eating, or we are walking, we are sleeping, or we are sitting. In all these situations, we can apply the practice. You know, we don't have to do formal sessions, but to really practice all the time in all these situations.
For example, maybe we go up to the mountain, then what do you think about that?
You go towards liberation. So when you go across a bridge, you say, I'm crossing the bridge of samsara, you know? All this, you
know?
And whatever, whenever we eat, first we make the first portion of that we think we are offering to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha.
That kind of many ways seems very simple, but if take it in a path.
As a path, if you practice it, you know,
then that is the very useful one.